Ever wish you had like a musical sidekick? You know, someone who just gets your taste in music and could just like whip up a fresh playlist anytime you want. Well, today we're diving into Songs Like X, this AI tool that promises to do just that.
Yeah.
And you're curious if it actually, lives up to all the hype.
Right.
And trust me, after we dig through all this research we found, you'll know if it's actually worth your time to check out.
Yeah, what I think is so interesting about songs like X is that it's not just finding similar songs, it's using AI to make totally new playlists just for you based on what you feed it.
Okay, so no more like endlessly scrolling through trying to find the right music.
Exactly. It's all about efficiency.
Which, let's be real, for someone like you who values efficiency,
100%.
that's a game changer. But how does it actually work? I mean, feeding a playlist, like an algorithm, and getting back a whole new playlist with the same vibe, is this magic?
It's not magic, but it's getting close. Songs Like X uses a bunch of techniques, like one called collaborative filtering, where it learns from what millions of other users are listening to.
So it's like crowdsourcing good taste.
In a way, yeah. But what makes Songs Like X really stand out is something called random playlist generation.
Okay, that sounds way cooler than just like, the Discover Weekly playlist. Those can get a bit repetitive.
Exactly. And that's the problem with a lot of music apps. They get you stuck in this echo chamber of just hearing more of the same stuff. But with this random generation, Songs Like X helps you break out of that rut.
So you're saying it can help you discover music you'd never find on your own?
Exactly. It's all about expanding your musical horizons.
I like it. But before we go too far, let's break down what all this means for someone who's actually listening. I mean, the research found people are using Songs Like X in all sorts of interesting ways.
Like, imagine you're getting ready for a party, right? And you need that perfect playlist, something with energy to get everybody going.
Ooh, the worst.
Instead of like wasting time searching for hours,
Ow.
you just take your favorite party anthem, whatever gets you going, you feed it to Songs Like X.
Okay.
And boom, instant party playlist. Done.
No more DJ anxiety. I love it. But what about those times when you're like stuck in a musical rut?
Oh, totally.
Listening to the same songs on repeat.
Yeah, we've all been there.
It's too easy to do.
It is, but that's where I think this whole random playlist thing really shines. It's like having a friend, who just gets your music taste,
Yeah.
but also isn't afraid to say, "Hey, try this." It can help you get back into genres you maybe forgot about, or even discover stuff you never would have thought of.
That's the dream right there, expanding your musical horizons without having to, do all the work yourself. Okay, but let's get into like the nuts and bolts of it, the features. The research lays it all out, pretty straightforward stuff, but what really struck me is that Songs Like X, they managed to make it all really easy to use, even with all the sophisticated AI behind it.
Yeah, and that's key, right? Because there are so many apps out there that just get way too complicated.
Way too complicated.
But they've managed to prioritize keeping it simple without like sacrificing the good stuff, like the AI song finder, the playlist generation we talked about. It's a tough balance to strike,
For sure.
but it seems like they've found a good groove.
Okay, speaking of finding a good groove, let's talk about the price. $3 a month for the pro version.
Right, which like
That
in
feels
this day and age,
almost reasonable.
it does make you wonder, though, what exactly you're getting with Pro, especially since the research doesn't really lay out those details.
That's true.
But
Yeah.
if you were to compare it to like Marufi,
Okay.
which is what, $8 a month,
Yeah.
it's probably safe to assume you're getting similar benefits.
Right, so maybe higher quality audio, being able to listen offline when you don't have service, or maybe even more control over how the playlists are actually made.
Exactly, stuff like that.
Okay, so we've talked about all the good stuff, the features, what it can do, but are there any downsides? Let's get real for a second and look at the pros and cons.
Totally. Got to be objective, right?
Right.
So the research highlights all the good stuff, like how easy it is to use, the cool playlist, the price. We've covered that.
Yeah.
But there's one con that kind of jumps out, the limited integrations.
Yeah.
So, like, how much does that actually matter to the average user?
So limited integrations, is that even a big deal? Especially for someone who's not like a total tech whiz just getting into AI music.
That's the thing. For most people, it probably won't matter much,
Yeah.
especially at first. Integrations are more important when you're like deep into a certain platform and you want everything to work together perfectly.
Makes sense.
But if you're just testing the waters, it's not a deal breaker.
Okay, good to know. Seems like Songs Like X is really all about keeping things simple, which is kind of nice, actually, in a
Yeah.
world where everything's so complicated,
Right.
especially for those of us who just want, to listen to great music without a fuss. Our research also looked at some of the other players out there, apps like Spotlike, MusicStax, all vying for attention. But what struck me is how songs like X seems to really nail that balance of being easy to use and affordable.
For sure. And that focus on affordability is huge because
Big
so many
point.
apps are pushing those premium subscriptions.
Oh, tell me about it.
But with songs like X, you get the cool AI stuff without, you know.
Breaking the bank.
Exactly.
Love that. Speaking of cool AI stuff, though, this technology is changing so fast. What do you think the future holds for AI music?
Oh, it's going to be wild. I
Yeah.
mean, imagine music that's actually personalized to like your mood, to
Whoa.
what you're doing, even your biofeedback.
Okay, now we're getting futuristic.
Right.
Yeah.
We could be talking about AI that actually composes music in real time.
Wait, like making up songs on the spot?
Think about it. Your smartwatch could be tracking your heart rate, sending that info to an app like Songs Like X.
Okay.
And if you're stressed out, it could create this calming melody just for you. It's like a soundtrack to your life that's constantly evolving.
That is both amazing and a little bit scary. Well, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about, from the features of songs like X to like the future of music itself. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
I think the biggest thing is that we're just at the beginning of something really incredible. Songs Like X is a great example of how AI can make discovering new music so much easier. You know, open up a whole world of sound that you might not have found otherwise.
It's exciting.
It really is. So yeah, just stay curious, keep experimenting, and see what you discover. You never know what you might find.
Music to my ears, literally. And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of songs like X. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.